For the Record is a derivative, non-canonical, fan-made project derived from the Magnus Archives, an original horror podcast which is created and distributed by Rusty Quill Limited. For the Record is not endorsed by Rusty Quill Limited and is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 International License. For more information about the original source material, visit rustyquill.com/the Magnus Archives.
Episode 20. False Friend. Contestant number 7. It's a lovely sunny day, as you'll be able to see if you look out the window. It's 17 floors all the way down from the penthouse where you'll be spending the next... Well, that's all part of the game, isn't it? Have a look around the room now you're up. Lovely soft bed, changed regularly, so you won't need to worry if you decide to, you know, bring someone back. Nice bright lights, so you can see everything. Whitened perspex polished surfaces. Easy to clean. Don't worry about the cameras, just try to ignore them. They'll be documenting everything you say and do while you're in here. They even have night vision, isn't that great? As well as your own private room, you'll have access to a pool, the fully equipped gym, a spa, a lounge with big comfy sofas, a kitchen. The bath and shower rooms are shared, but I just think that's nice and friendly, don't you? Lots of lovely full-length mirrors in there so you can look your best. And for a bit of fun, we put a soft playroom with a bouncy castle in the lowest level of the penthouse. Isn't that great? Out of all the hundreds we interviewed, you and your fellow contestants are the lucky few who have been selected, plucked out of the wonderful nightmare world out there to take part in this very special game. You remember the interview, don't you? No? Well, maybe that's for the best. You must have done really well, must have showed some style and panache, and just generally good vibes and sparkle. Because here you are, hundreds of feet above all that going on back down there. Congratulations! You've made it! Now, once you're finished getting dressed, no need to be coy and hide behind your covers like that. The viewers have seen it all before. Well, suit yourself. Once you finish getting dressed, I'll give you a tour of your beautiful new home, and you'll get to meet your new housemates. All selected because, like you, they've got that special something-something. So this is the pool, heated, obviously. It is open to the outdoors, but just ignore those drone cameras buzzing around. You'll barely notice them eventually. Lots of loungers so you can catch what little sun still shines. Not much I can do about the hellscape really, sorry. Over there you can see a few of your housemates. Contestant number 1 and 3. No, the numbers don't mean they're better than you, of course. Or do they? Kidding! Everyone here has been selected for their own unique qualities. Everyone is special in their own way.
Contestant number 1 gives her measurements as 34-24-34. She's just signed with a popular modeling agency, but she won't tell us which one. To be honest, it doesn't really matter anymore, does it? She has a successful fashion YouTube channel with over 100,000 followers, or, well, she did before, you know. Now she's just happy to have access to food and, more importantly, makeup again.
Contestant number 3 is cooling off in the pool, and that's not a surprise, because he's a fitness coach and 3x Kodai Puzai Kumri powerlifting champion. I wouldn't like to think how many people he's strangled with those swole biceps just to survive out there in that wasteland.
Now, you didn't bring your swimsuit, so let's pop into the gym instead. Here you'll find weights, dumbbells, treadmills, yoga balls, all those things you remember from back when the world was like it used to be. And here they are as well, contestant numbers 2, 4, and 5.
Contestant number 2 had just finished Runner's Marius and Les Visit the Millennium Center before everything went to, well, you know. He's been in several BBC costume dramas and was even slated as the next Doctor Who. Shame the TARDIS won't be heading back to Earth for a while. There's not much even the Doctor can do about the world we live in now. Contestant number 4 says she wants you to breathe deep and feel your connection to what's left of the Earth.
you might have visited her Holistic Health Memes blog for bite-sized tips on the perfect smoothie when there was still an internet.
Speaking of smoothies, I bet you could use something refreshing, eh? Well, let's head over to the kitchen where you'll find all that fresh fruit you've been missing so much all that time you were picking through bins for scraps and hoping you didn't eat anything would burst out of your chest or burrow into your bones and make a nest. But what's this? It's the rest of your new housemates!
Contestant number 5 is probably crying because he's remembering all the money he used to have before electronic goods ceased to have any value. Once upon a time, you could catch his podcast, Crypto Cryptids, and you, wherever you used to be able to get podcasts. Pouring toxic positivity into his ear is contestant number 6, Breitbart, journalist and author of the smash hit ebook, Breaking the Rules, the new pickup artist's handbook. And last but probably not least, in the corner, sipping gin and laughing at everyone's pain, is contestant number 8, feminist blogger, academic, sometime performance artist and regular Guardian columnist. She's the author of Adult Human Female, Women's Spaces Under Attack, and is super glad I left a pink hat with little pointy ears in her wardrobe just for her.
Why don't you take some time and get to know each other?
Day 2 in the penthouse.
So, welcome to your time in the hot seat. We're going to do a bit of a recap on the highlights of your time in the penthouse so far. It looks like you've made a couple of friends. You've been working out with contestant number 3, and you're getting on really well with contestant number 8. That's great! Let's hope she never finds out the truth about you, eh? Eventually, she's going to ask what school you went to, or something like that, and then the cat will be out of the bag. Probably better you don't tell her, really. I mean, if you look at this footage here, you can see her telling contestant number 1 all about that thing you told her in confidence. They seem to be finding it pretty funny, don't they? That's mean of them. So they'll be getting a hand massage and a pampering session as a reward. You would never do something like that, would you? Well, we'll see how long you can hold on to those morals.
Day 5 in the penthouse.
Welcome back to the hot seat! Congratulations on winning the spin bike challenge! The whole house will be getting a 5-course banquet as a reward for how great you did. Shame contestant 2 took all the credit after you did all the organising, but I guess he is a good motivational speaker. It used to be his job when he couldn't get proper acting roles. Oops, forget I told you that, me and my big mouth. He'll be getting the cake with his name on, but I guess at least you get to enjoy the meal, and of course the promised booze! I'm all good, sorry to say though. Bet you think you're so clever, telling all those lies. I guess you thought you could hide the truth with, let's be honest, very plausible stories. Unfortunately, your housemates all think you're a liar now. Here's a reel of the footage of them comparing your stories to find things that just don't make sense.
Day 10, the pet house.
Well, 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 haven't we been having an exciting time? Things got a little hot and heavy for you and contestant number 3. I was worried he was going to reveal your secret, but I guess he won't want you telling the other housemates the things you know about him now, will he? Your little secrets, just between you and him, and me, and all the viewers, of course. But, oh no, he won't talk to you anymore now, will he? How sad. Now, I feel like I have to tell you, there's been a lot of, what do they call it, locker room chat. Your friend has been a bit disparaging about you, I'm afraid, when he's been talking with the lads. But I bet it's all just to protect your secret. Or his own behind, maybe. Let's roll the footage!
Day in the penthouse.
The rankings are in, and guess what? It's hot seat time! Hello, hello, contestant number 7. How are you doing? Better? Something funny? I bet I can guess what it is. Has it got something to do with contestant number 3? Is it why he punched a wall yesterday? I bet it is! Have you done something naughty? I think you have, haven't you? Let's roll the footage. Here you are telling contestants number 1, 2 and 8 all the juicy details about your little tryst the other night. And here's contestant number 2 telling contestant number 6, who astonishingly has not yet noticed the massive and obvious crush the 2 has on him. Gotta love trauma bonding. We will have to do something about that though. Daddy issues much, contestant number 2. Anyway, this delightful little stunt has earned you a bottle of champagne to share with you and 2 other contestants of your choice. But you know what? I'm feeling generous today. So let me tell you what, I will double that reward, a second bottle of bubbly, if you do something for me. How about you let contestant number 6 know all about how contestant number 2 had been checking him out in the showers?
Day in the pet.
Oh dear me, contestant number 7, you are in a state, aren't you? There's some tissues in a box on the table over there. Do you want to tell me what happened? Listen to me, asking as if you have a choice.
We know what happened, don't we? Your secret got found out, and now contestant number 8 won't even look at you. I mean, good luck to her, keeping that up. It's not as if any of you are going anywhere, is it? Anyway, I've got some news that'll cheer you right up. How about a new challenge? Welcome back! My, how things have changed. Hard to believe it's only been... How long has it been? No way to tell, really. Honestly. Contestant number 7, I'm so proud of you. You've got your housemates eating out of your hands. It seems like you've got something on all of them. But to be honest, it's only fair, isn't it? Given how they've treated you. Roll the...
Hello?
I don't bite. Their eyes, not mouths. I don't support in the family business, you see.
Why are we up here? Why did you let me out? Where are we?
In the middle before the eye opens, which technically the tallest bloody in Cardiff. Now it's my, what do they call it? It's my domain. I did try to make them nice and near those, you know? More have food and water, somewhere to sleep. All those little comforts I could conjure up for you.
You were torturing us. You're a monster.
Well, obviously, yeah. It's still a domain, isn't it? Honestly, though, it's still been fun after a while. I just kept having to think of new things to do with you. I've been out of ideas. Anyway, it's all over now, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, head office will remind her. I'll give it to him. But there's no such thing as a perfect plan. Eventually, something's going to give, wasn't it? And bring this whole shindig to an end. Look over there, due east. Follow the route again for all the way to London.
What is it?
Head office, like I said. Well, contestant number 7. No, that's not your name, is it? What is your name?
Claire.
Well, Claire, since you were such a good contestant, I thought I'd invite you up here to watch the inevitable consequences of you racing with me.
I don't understand. What's happening in London? It's... falling down?
Yep. Bloody London. Too late for me to do anything about it, even if I could be bothered to. We'll take long now before it gets out to us here. Well, it's been lovely tormenting you, Claire.
Wait, why are you so close to the edge? What are you...
This episode of For the Record was written, directed and performed by Lou Sutcliffe as the host / Priest Lurthlin Jones and Talon Vannevar as Claire. It used sounds from freesound.org under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. For full accreditation, see the show notes. To be kept up to date on new episodes, submit your statement or to get involved in production, you can follow us on Twitter at FTRecordPod, on Tumblr at For The Record Pod, or view our website at fortherecordpodcast.co.uk. Stay safe, take care, and have fun.